Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for November the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. It is the blueprint, ladies and gentlemen, for liberty. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great solutions at our fingertips. And we protect revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Saturday, we talked to Chris Carlson in detail. We also had a couple of guests with us because we're gearing up for the Red Pill Expo. We talked to Mark Herr, and he is the president and co-founder for the Center for Self-Governance, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization to educate America about the supreme law of the land, about the proper rule of government, and more. CenterForSelfGovernance.com is where you can learn more about his work. Mark's an author, a film producer, policy writer, and political strategist. And we talked about his up-and-coming speech at the Red Pill this weekend called The Hidden Man Who Changed Your World. Are you tired of not being heard? Are you new to the political process? Well, he's got training and answers for you. Mark is co-author of the book Speaking the Language of Liberty, and he's done a lot of great stuff. Mark is a good guy, and he says we can learn the system and act. He talked about what is layer cake federalism versus what is marble cake federalism. Layer cake federalism says, hey, there's a separation between the general government and the states. It's like a dual sovereignty. Marble cake federalism is cooperative, where everything is shared. We reject marble cake federalism is the idea. We talked about the fact that Joseph Smith taught, I teach them correct principles and the people govern themselves. That was hour one. Hour two, we had on David Morgan talking about appropriate constitutional currency. The MorganReport.com is where you can learn more about his teachings, etc. He's been on all kinds of news media, now finally on Liberty Roundtable Live. And David is a macroeconomist educating people about honest money and the benefits of sound money. And anyway, he's just a wonderful guy. He talks about the Silver Manifesto. He said, what would you do if you had a second chance? And the whole focus is turning small towns into places of prosperity. We can do it with honest money is the whole point. He'll be speaking at the Red Pill Expo as well. Without further ado, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thank you. As always, we start off the week with you, and we kind of almost end the week. A lot of people, I don't know how their listening habits are, but, you know, we go through the work week with you on Monday and Friday, and then you do something on the weekend that sounds kind of interesting, too, from your reviews every time we get together on Monday. So
6 days a week, we tell the tale of liberty. On the seventh, we rest and worship the Sabbath, or worship the Lord on the Sabbath, and take the Sabbath seriously. We try to make it a delight, Dr. Bradley. The Sabbath is a delight to us. We take a break. We rest from our normal day labors. We attend church. We worship God. We try to serve those around us. We try to do that 24/7, but we try to do it especially on the Sabbath and turn the Sabbath into a delight. We don't look for the things that we shouldn't do on the Sabbath. Rather, we focus on the things that we ought to do and fill our time so full with good things we just don't have any time to worry about the rest. That's just kind of how we roll around here, sir.
Yeah, the Savior himself talked about the Sabbath being made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And, you know, those that have commemorated Shabbat with families know that gathering and the focus that it should bring to our lives in regards to, you know, how our families should be gathered around us and how our thoughts turn to God and the family unity that comes about that. I think that's something that very many people overlook today.
Amen to that. We should preserve our thoughts. We should preserve our thoughts and our beliefs, and we should be left alone to our beliefs. That's what the pilgrims came to the Americas for, was for religious liberty and freedom to choose and worship and behave and think as one wishes. The sad part is today we're jettisoning not only free speech, but free thought and opinions. If you have the wrong opinions, you're absolutely snuffed out of societal reality. Let me give you some examples. Kyrie Irving, a well-known NBA basketball star back in 2017, 2018. He said the earth is undeniably flat. Now, whether you believe that or not, you know, they used to believe that it was flat, and if you said it was round, you were a heretic. Nowadays, if you say it's flat, you're a heretic. But the problem is, then Kyrie Irving of the Boston Celtics had to apologize for saying the earth was flat. Now, I don't understand what the apology is about. He has every right to think what he wants to think, whether it's right or wrong, but it gets worse because now NBA star Kyrie Irving posted a tweet they claim that focuses on or promotes a anti-Semitic documentary. The film is called, quote, Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. And in that, it denies the Holocaust and does some other things they claim. But now Nike is suspending its association with the Brooklyn Nets point guard Kyrie Irving. At Nike, we believe there's no place for hate, they claim. Well, now Irving's tweet comes on the heels of rapper Kanye West and his anti-Semitic remarks on social media in recent weeks. The rapper turned fashion mogul used to have a ton of sponsors. Now they're all canceling as a result. Now, I'm not backing anti-Semitic views. I believe we're all God's children and we should behave such. However, I'm willing to admit that, you know what, there's a great concentration of Jewish power and influence in the media and in big corporations. They control a lot of the world, and they do so in a way very abusive to other groups. Nevertheless, the point that I'm getting at here is I think that whether it's something as simple as saying the world's flat or the world's round, or whether it's saying something more anti-Semitic or believing something that's anti-Semitic or believing that we did not go to the moon or believing the problem here, ladies and gentlemen, is we're starting to violate people's right of conscience. Doctor, I want you to speak to that for a second because this is critical. We're going to get into weightier matters. At first, you kind of want to brush this off and go, who cares what this NBA star says? And who cares if somebody thinks the world's flat and they shut them down because it's not true and whatever. But we're getting into some very rough territory when you put it in context of how the founding fathers got here, what they believed and what they advocated for, Doctor.
You know, there's a broad spectrum of discussion we could have on this and probably speak the whole week about this kind of thing. The concepts that are being, you know, bantered around, you know, if Earth is flat or it's not, or a book or a movie or whatever is good or bad, whatever. It's interesting to me that, well, first of all, you know, Nike and its punishment and its rewarding for those that follow their woke attitude. You know, Nike can do what it wants. It's a corporation and so on and so forth. And I can do what I want. Clear back in 2016, I said I'd never, ever, ever, ever again buy a Nike product. And I've been, in fact, I won't wear their logoed products if I had them already. They've been basically put into oblivion, if you will. I can choose to do as I wish too. And you know, I guess if enough people like me believe this way, you go woke, you go broke. I don't know. But I'm sure that my purchasing habits are not going to dramatically affect Nike's profit line. But maybe if enough people said, the heck you say, and they decided that this is how they're going to respond. Nike has every right to respond the way they're going to. They can spend
the
money the way
Nike
they want.
And all these companies have the right to respond the way they want to. The part of the problem, though, is, you know, for example, the NBA, you know, can the Boston Celtics or can the Knicks, now that he's with, you know, can they just say, hey, you can't have that belief? So they said, hey, we're kicking you, we're suspending you, and you won't be able to play for us. We're going to have to kick you off the team if you don't do the following things. One of them is recant and apologize and stuff. The question becomes, you know, at what point does an employer have the right just to say you can't even have your own thoughts or beliefs? And when will that become a religious reality?
Yeah, it is. Literally. I mean, it is the way an official policy of the United States Civil Rights Commission as published in 2016 under the Obama administration. They're seeking to narrowly define thoughts that might be held in the public marketplace. This is truly an assault on everybody and anybody. Your religion or irreligion is being assaulted. And the fact of the matter is that I just don't understand why society cannot see. Of course, most people don't read anymore. They probably don't. When I say Orwell's 1984, it's like, huh? You wonder what has happened to people that we can't connect the dots on things. you know, Winston Smith worked in the ministry of truth, quote unquote, okay, where everything that didn't fit the current narrative was put down the memory hole. And we are living in a society that is doing that absolutely, completely, and it's being...
And whether you agree with Kyrie Irving or whether you agree with Kanye West or whether you agree or disagree isn't really the point. You can say, well, yeah, corporations can do whatever they want. That's true. But at some point, hey, then pretty soon Scott Bradley believes that God lives.
Well,
then his grocery store, hold on, then his grocery store says, we're not going to sell groceries to you. You think God lives. Are you crazy? And where does this end and where's the line from a constitutional perspective? And I submit to you that the two great supports, religion and morality, have everything to do with this discussion.
They do, indeed. And people can think somebody's stupid or idiotic. The first time I was excommunicated, if you will, from the Republican Party was 1992. I believed that the voters, everybody had to have they didn't have to, but it was right to give them an opportunity to hear other opinions than the party line, if you will, and that the party was big enough to demonstrate the validity of their opinions, as was anyone else. And at the time, wow, their first quarter's gone. I can't hardly believe this.
Hey, skip the break, Cam, will you? All right, there you go. Keep going, Scott.
Well, there we go. I keep talking through everything. So anyway, they brought in before a summary execution. It was a star chamber, if you will, through the county. I'll have to think of the actual name they used. Anyway, it was the organization that headed the Republican Party in my county. And they literally brought me in and says, what are you doing? This is not the party line. He says, I can believe what I want. You can believe what you want. But does it mean that we need to completely subvert all discussion of any opinions other than within a constraint? And they had a hearing, and they kicked me out. They stripped me of all my, if you will, assignments that I'd been elected to in the Republican, and speaking of the Republic, approach to being able to have your neighbors elect trusted representatives, to elect them as delegates to county and state conventions, as chairs of different caucuses, and you know, anything, whether it was at the state or the county level. They stripped me of all those things.
So when did that occur?
That occurred in 1992.
So,
and,
ladies and gentlemen,
this
think
been going
about
on.
That. 92 to 102 to 12 to 22, 30 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's getting worse because you look at Irving's tweet, you look at Kanye West, and you say, well, those are, you know, superficial issues, or who believes in hate? I mean, come on, if you don't believe in the Holocaust, you're a bad guy. It happened, and how dare you say it didn't happen, or how dare you? Well, what if you're not quite that deliberate, where you say, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I am saying I don't trust the government's narrative on it. They've got a lot of facts and a lot of reality wrong. They act like it's the biggest meltdown in the world, but there's been others that killed more people than even the Holocaust. And I'm not saying it didn't exist, but I am saying we're not being told the truth on it. Can you say that, or are you half anti-Semitic? See, where do you go with this, and where does it end? You could say it's something simple as the earth is flat, but then what about Dr. Bradley, who literally got shut down at the Republican Party level? They're a party, but yet they control elections. So they're a private group, but yet they control elections. Well, let's up the ante a minute, shall we? So I got a clip for you to play, Cameron, and it's going to be in the folder. And it's the, let's see, let me tell you which one it is, because it's not named in the way that I will describe it, but it is a clip. That highlights what's happening. Greg's announcement from federal prison is what it is. So Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht got put in prison by the judge because in their battle on the election fraud issues, the mainstream claims they're lying and there's no election fraud and they're crazy and delusionary and lying. But Greg and Catherine have exposed that, you know what, Connex Corporation with Eugene Yu was storing our election data on communist Chinese servers accessible to the Communist Party. And the New York Times mocked us and said it wasn't true. We said that it was true. Eventually, it turned out to be true. Eugene, you got extradited to California and arrested by Los Angeles County, right? And so now we're upping the ante. So Greg and Catherine went to prison about a week ago because they would not give up some of the sources that helped them prove this point. So it used to be they're lying, they don't have a clue, it isn't true, to now, well, we know it's factual because a guy got arrested, the owner of the company, turned out to be a Chinese operative, and now we're going to force you to give over the source information. So Greg and Catherine would not do it, so they went to federal, or they went to prison. Now Greg makes an announcement from federal prison. That's what's going on there. And so where do you go for that now, right? What do you do with that? So it's called Patriot Games, Cameron. Have that ready. And Greg's announcement from federal prison says this. It's in the test folder, Cameron.
Maybe while he's looking for that, I can just make a comment about, you know, there's a term going around in society now called Karens. These are the ones that are going to straighten
everybody
out.
Here. Yeah, that's right. Yep, so there's Karens.
So these Karens are out there, and they're straightening everybody out. And we have a society of Karens. And these are the self-important know-it-alls that are basically compelling everybody to conform to their perspective.
And if you're not a birther, you're an earther. And if you're not, you're an election denier. And it goes on and on. Here's Greg's statement from prison.
Hey, this is Greg Phillips. You may know me from the movie 2000 Mules. Some of you may know us from our podcast, our wildly successful podcast, Patriot Games. And a few of you may follow me on Truth Social at Greg Phillips. This week has been incredible. We've been held political prisoner. We are in jail. We are in solitary confinement in jail. Our voices have been silenced. We're unable to really communicate with folks in a regular way. And we believe that Marxism and communist America is in full swing. The American left has conspired with the media, and they've conspired with a rogue political government to silence the right. Whether it's Donald J. Trump, whether it's Roger Stone, whether it's Paul Manafort, whether it's General Mike Flynn, they're doing everything they can do to silence us, but it won't happen. We will not be silenced, period. I'm reaching out to you today because we are starting a new channel on Locals called Patriot Games. Here we'll be able to get regular updates. We'll be able to post texts. We'll be able to post links to documents.
All right, so there it is, Patriot Games. It's going to be on Local. You can look for it, etc. Now, that was Greg's announcements from federal prison yesterday about midday. Last night, it turns out that Greg and Catherine, thank God, got released. Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips released from prison, ladies and gentlemen. That's the good news. And Catherine released the following statement upon their release. Quote, those who thought imprisoning Greg and I would weaken our resolve have gravely miscalculated. It is stronger than ever, she says. Now, here's the further part of the statement. The right to free and fair elections without interference is more important than our own discomforts and even this detention, now reversed by a higher court. Dr. Bradley, this is what we're talking about. So you can joke about Kyrie or, you know, Kanye West and say, man, they're just off the rails and but when you start to reject Dr. Scott Bradley from the Republican Party because he wants all voices at the table, and when you literally imprison Greg and Catherine because you don't like what they're saying or won't say, they refuse to give up the name of their sources, because we know what the government's going to do is just go after the sources and wreak havoc rather than looking at the real case before them, which is, you know what, they got caught storing United States election data on communist Chinese servers by a communist Chinese operative who runs an election software company. The company is called Connex. They have a bunch of different softwares relating to elections, but they were storing it on communist Chinese servers accessible to the communist Chinese party. Greg and Catherine said it was true. We doubled down and confirmed it was true, many of us in the media, But the government says we're all liars until we now proved it and he got arrested. But now they're going after all the sources, doctor. Where does this lead in the long run?
Well, it's a chilling effect on the free exercise of so many things. Speech and press are happen to fall in the First Amendment right now. We have, we're on a very slippery slope right now as Americans. You know, the, in the Soviet Union, they talk about apparatchik. They're the dull, drab, lifeless almost, if you will. The ones that carry out, they're the clerks, and they're the ones that are tasked with keeping the Soviet-style tyranny in power. The apparatchik has taken over some very senior levels of the United States government. We have judges in the apparatchik. We have officials in the administration. I mean, holy cow, whether it's the attorney general or whether they're Supreme Court justices or whether they're people that are being appointed as judges or whether they're the media that are apparatchik operating in oneness with this idea of shutting down so many of these God-given rights that that have been taken for granted for so long, they're disappearing. And so I think that the Soviet apparatchik really has a huge footprint. And when I say footprint, I mean a foot on the throat of the American people. And this idea that we are going to choose your belief system, we are going to vet all information to decide what you might ought to have. You know, it's like we need to go back to some of the original definitions about things that are slanderous or libelous or so on, and let people, you know, be punished by those that are slanderously spoken against or whatever, and they take them to court and they take their pound of flesh or whatever. But for government agencies, for technology companies, you know, like that have received a huge amount of government assistance generally and have been kept harmless by the way the laws have been written, it's basically they've been given immunity to do whatever they darn well please, and it is just chilling on everything Americanist. And we've got to wake up. We're allowing a huge pall of darkness to come upon this nation, and everything is chilling to the sharing of correct noble principles, because they're against that. The Karens of the world have decided that you cannot talk about constitutional principles, for example, or a belief in a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in a public setting. You cannot do anything. You can worship in your church or synagogue or temple or whatever, but don't you dare bring that to your life every year, every day. If you want to have in your business an insurance plan that doesn't pay for abortion, shame on you, they say. We've got to silence that. That is appalling to think that you would be able to run your business the way you want. But then we have the Nikes of the world that offend everything that I cherish, and my only response is, okay, fine. You don't want my business. Again, it's not going to kill them. The infinitely small revenue stream that I have is not going to kill them. Disney, I mean, the agenda that they're proposing and everything like that, people need to say, I will not support this. I spoke with some people the other day that I respect. I love them like family. They're not family. But they continue to take their grandchildren to Disneyland. And I say, what the heck are you doing? You are feeding the beast that is taking from your children and grandchildren the things that ultimately and finally you'll wonder why you lost. We've got to start waking up and connecting the dots, people.
All right, I got two more tidbits on this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. Dr. Peter McCullough faces loss of medical credentials from misinformation. We'll talk about that in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An Iowa teenager who was sentenced to 5 years of probation earlier this year after stabbing her alleged rapist to death escaped custody at a women's center in Des Moines, Iowa on Friday. Piper Lewis, 18 years old, walked out of the Fresh Start Women's Center and cut off her GPS monitor. She was sentenced in September to the 5 years on closely supervised probation and ordered to pay $150,000 to the family of 37-year-old Zachary Brooks. President Biden is blaming the oil industry for high gas prices. Oil companies blame President Biden's policy for the high prices. Biden affirmed the oil industry's claim at a Kathy Hochul rally over the weekend, saying he's blocking all new drilling.
There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
Tomorrow is Election Day. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
The race to control the Senate is in the home stretch. Nate Silver, editor-in-chief of 538, appearing on ABC's This Week, tells us where things stand right now.
We have the GOP with a 55-45 edge. You can call that a dead heat if you want. You'd rather have 55 than 45. But with six or seven races within a couple of points, you could have fairly big swings either way.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A 20-year-old man in Salt Lake City went on a carjacking spree and crashed into multiple vehicles on Friday after getting upset over a canceled flight to Denver. Three vehicles were carjacked, five were crashed into. After his last vehicle became disabled, John Joseph Thomas Green threw rocks at cars on I-80, trying to get someone to pull over to steal before being arrested. SpaceX is set for an 11.06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time launch of a Falcon 9 rocket with a pair of communication satellites tomorrow at Cape Canaveral, Florida. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, I want to highlight this reality check. So Dr. Peter McCullough, I get mixed up between these two guys. Anyway, Peter McCullough faces loss of medical credentials for, quote, disinformation. Doctors now sue the Newsom administration over medical misinformation law. They're making laws in California saying, hey, you as a doctor can't even tell the truth scientifically. You can't tell the truth according to your experiences. You can't stand up for the best practice, the best way. You can't, by any means, you can't speak out against COVID or say anything that's not, quote, COVID scientifically accepted. Or in other words, hey, if you disagree with Fauci and Donald and Joe, then you're a problem. This is where we're talking about. So we started out by saying, hey, Kyrie thinks the world's flat, to, wait a minute, Dr. Scott Bradley shut down at the Republican Party for wanting all ideas at the table, to Catherine and Greg get arrested because they tell the truth but won't give up their source. Journalists face that all the time. Well, now we've got doctors, literally Peter McCullough, and literally these doctors in California, many of them are frontline doctors, etc. They're all being shut down over this very issue. Dr. Bradley, we've taken this to the stratosphere, sir.
There's no question about that. You know, there's a term, an ad hominem attack. It's a personal attack. You know, you're ugly, you're fat, you're too short, you're too tall, whatever.
Yeah, Donald is famous for them.
Yeah. Well, the ad hominem attack, in my opinion, and I've observed this for many decades now, what it really means is that the person that's exercising an ad hominem attack is out of gas. They have no further argument. They can't logically, reasonably, or intelligently address an issue that's on the table before them. And so they take these personal attacks, an ad hominem attack. And they tend to, it's like, well, you guys are just stupid. You know, there's nothing to back it up. And this is maybe not the ultimate ad hominem attack. The ultimate ad hominem attack is getting crucified or put to death or something like, you know, sometimes they're synonymous. But the fact of the matter is, when they're out of gas in their arguments, they cannot any longer stand and say, well, I believe this for this. There's nothing left in their bailiwick. They attack you personally. And here's what they're doing with this, is they're shutting down those that disagree with what is the official narrative, which is really only, it's a marketing ploy by pharma companies. It's something that they have decided they're going to use to subvert the freedom of all nations and all lands. And if you, the people that are using these attacks have no scientific evidence in their camp. And they're using strong arm tactics to try and enforce a system that can no longer be defended. They cannot. Most of us regular people that have paid any attention at all came to a conclusion 31 months ago that it was a pack of lies. And this idea of safe and effective, and this idea of good global citizens, and this idea of make your grandma safe, or whatever, it's a complete fabrication. It's taken off the marketing announcements of the big pharma companies who have made billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in this particular instance. But it goes beyond
Joe
that.
Joe Biden just got caught in a lie fact check, too. He talks about the average price of gas versus the most common price of gas. They don't want to admit the average price of gas is way too high before the elections. So they're using this, well, the most common price of gas is this. Well, that's lower than the average, so they're kind of deceiving people because they're just saying that, and most people don't realize the difference between the most common and the average. It's about 60, 70 cents difference right now. But now he's even misquoting the most common price of gas. So he's not factual on any case. But you see, he's allowed to commit those factual dishonesties or those manipulations. But if any of us want the right to free and fair elections without any interference, ladies and gentlemen, then we're literally shut down and throwing people in jail. How long will it be until they take people's lives? Seth Rich of yesteryear lost his life over this stuff. Most people have dropped that case now, but we never got to the bottom of it. They just said it was a robbery and dismissed it. But now we're getting more and more evidence that it was a political hit. We mentioned that at the time, but now the evidence continues to mount. And we're really seeing a violation of not only your freedom of speech, but it's chilling the whole nation. I got shut down on Twitter because I said, hey, there's some Israel reports coming out. LifeSite News and others reported this, that, hey, there's more people dying from the vaccine jab than they are from the COVID itself in the elderly population in Israel. There was documentation on that from multiple well-known news sources. But I kind of posted that or mentioned that, and Twitter shut me down and said, you can't peddle fake news. If you apologize, if you, take that down, we'll put you back up, Sam, you're good. And my response is, yeah, until you don't like the next thing that I say, whether it's true or not, whether I have the right to say it or not. And so I rejected that, and I haven't been on Twitter since in terms of posting my own stuff. So the problem is, this is serious, and people are going to jail now, and they're ratcheting it up, Doctor, pretty soon. I don't even know if we'll be on the air.
Well, that's a grave concern. The idea of being deplatformed. I mean, you know the story about YouTube took me down, 1,500 videos laboriously put together and posted. And you don't believe with the narrative that we're promoting, and so here you are, you're gone. And you talk about people that we used to talk about it during the Clinton administration of Arkansided, where they. That guy killed himself. Three bullet holes in his head. I mean, whatever. And that's kind of, it's been one of those things that's been around, and it's just on steroids now. And the effort to contain and control, we were going kind of in an interesting direction. I mean, it wasn't just the press. It wasn't just the CBS, NBC, ABC. There's a plethora of sources out there, pathways we can take. The internet is a few clicks away from other not so, shall we say, establishment narratives that are out there. And we can do our own research. You're not at the beck and call of a complete filter, but they're trying to contain that.
And the free market
has
a way of regulating itself, though. If Kyrie Irving goes off and makes a claim and makes a claim and makes a claim and everybody kind of finds it's bogus, after a while, Kyrie just has a credibility crisis and everybody knows it. And so the free market has a way of policing itself.
It does, but I'll tell you, I have not seen the blowback on the professional sports that I would have hoped would have been there when they have capitulated and taken a knee themselves on so many things. I will not ever again. I mean, I guess like that could happen.
Well, they're literally in bed with the communist Chinese, and anybody who challenges that, they kick out too.
Yeah, but I will not purchase another professional sports ticket. I can't foresee a system or a situation where I would ever do that again. You say, oh, boy, you narrow all your fun and everything like that. You know what? There's a lot of things that are worthy of my attention and devotion and spending the exorbitant prices we have to spend to get so many of these spoiled brats that are basically imposing their narrative, and it's just not the brats that are playing the ball game. They're playing a ball game, people. I mean, we have a World Series going now, and it's like, huh? I don't even know who's playing. But the fact of the matter is, they make these big deals out of bread and circuses, and they're so much more noble and uplifting and things that really matter that we could put our time and attention in. Say, oh, well, I take my kids to the ball game occasionally. Well, you know, if you can afford, if you got four kids and you're taking them, I don't know what your focus is really. I mean, spend your time, your energy on the things that really matter. And it's not just baubles and spangles out in the world today. And we've got to get more and more that way. You say, oh, you can't, you know, you mentioned something about, man, you can't buy groceries if you believe in God. Well, maybe we better start figuring out how to grow our own groceries. And maybe we ought to figure out, let's starve them out. I've told you before, Sam, I left home when I was 16. I traveled this country before I went in the service. I came to love this country. I met Americans that are dirt under the fingernails, good, noble, hardworking Americans. I love them. I love the principles of the nation. I think there's enough of us still out there that we can starve these snowflakes to death. I mean, the Navy SEALs did it. High-priced, high-quality, highly trained experts in their profession, and they finally said, oh, yeah, you guys don't need to get the vax.
All right, well, get this following tidbit, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about the NBA's China problem. Turns out that a new study shows that NBA owners have literally $10 billion in China investments right now. That's according to ESPN.com. And so we see that, you know what, you can be in bed with the communists. That's okay. But if you're Kyrie, you can't say the world's flat. Now, Kyrie also is the guy that won't take the vaccines, and so they wouldn't let him play either. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a free speech problem. I'll tell you that right now. When we come back, I want to talk about the macro and micro view of God's plan in relation to all this. We'll do it in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com on your radio.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the constitutional law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Vote. Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a free speech and free thought problem in America, ladies and gentlemen. It is a sad tale to tell how far we've come in the wrong direction, I'll tell you that. But you know what? There's a macro and a micro view of God's plan, Dr. Bradley. Ephesians 5:17 from the Apostle Paul says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, ladies and gentlemen. This is critical because that's what our founders came for, Doctor.
Absolutely correct. It's such an enormous gap between what was then and what is now that, well, maybe I can give you a view into my eclectic mind that some people may say, whoa, that's a stretch, but I started thinking this morning about the founding principles of this nation, and you probably have heard many of the things of the laws of nature and nature's God. You find these in our founding documents, and people say, where the heck did that come from? Is that the God of a universe or God of the volcano? Well, maybe they're one and the same, but anyway, I flipped open this morning to Blackstone's Commentaries on the Law, first volume, the second section in the introduction. This is the section that he talks about the supreme being and his attributes and traits and the laws of the Creator and how they're superior and all that kind of. I wish there was more time to read you paragraphs out of what he wrote. His wisdom, his love, his mercy, all of those kinds of things. And this is what the American Founding Fathers read. I mean, Blackstone's Commentaries on the Law were published in 1765 to 1769. All of the Founding Fathers studied them diligently, along with writings of Montesquieu and Locke. And, of course, most focus was put in the Scriptures, honestly. But at any rate, a couple of quotations out of this might fit what we're talking about. Here's one. It's a few lines. This law of nature, being coeval with mankind and dictated by God himself, is of course superior in obligation to any other. It is binding. So God's law is superior to all other law. Isn't that interesting? I'll go back into the quote. It is binding over all the globe, in all countries, and at all times. No human laws are of any validity if contrary to this. And such of them as are valid derive all their force and all their authority, immediately or immediately, from this original. So these things that God has declared, and he talks at great length about how they're declared for our happiness, and he talks about how these foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, depends on all human laws. That is to say, no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. And then he uses an instance to basically illustrate his point. He says, to instance in the case of murder, this is expressly forbidden by the divine and demonstrably by the natural law, and from these prohibitions arises the true unlawfulness of the crime. Okay, so what he's saying is, all of these God-ordained laws are how we should create our laws, okay, and how the law of nations are to be created. I'm going to have to skip so much. But then he gets into rights. He says, those rights then which God and nature have established and are therefore called natural rights, such as our life and liberty, need not the aid of human laws to be more effectually invested in every man than they are. Neither do they receive any additional strength when declared by the municipal laws to be inviolable. On the contrary, no human legislature has the power to abridge or destroy them unless the owner himself commits some act that amounts to a forfeiture. So if you commit, let's say you molest a child or murder someone or whatever, you have forfeited your right to some of these God-given rights, and that's the only time. And so here today, we can take a very, very micro view. We just flopped our clocks last night away from daylight savings to the standard time, okay? And I would say to you, the universal law is that the standard time is correct. And I've got a presentation I give to young people. I jokingly say, this will help you never come home late for a date again, because you can look at the stars and tell the time. The heavens have a built-in clock in them. The using the Polaris, you know, the North Star and the Big Dipper, you can tell what time it is, okay? And very accurately, you can tell the time. Say, so kids, you never got an excuse to your wristwatch stopped. I mean, the stars are still turning. And so, you know, I jokingly tell that, and I say, oh, I got a way that you can, by the moon, you can tell it's a little more complex. But without getting into all of that, I believe that the celestial heavens declare the true time, and daylight savings time is wrong. Okay, so the Senate some time ago, just fairly recently, had the audacity, the temerity, to pass a law that says we're going to go on daylight savings time permanently. Well, the House hasn't responded to it yet, and so it still hasn't been put into effect. But this daylight savings time nonsense thing, it's like one old fellow said, what makes you think you can cut a foot off of the blanket on the one end and sew it on the other end and add any time to the, or any length to the blanket? It's a complete fabrication. It's something, and you go, whoa, well, that's a little thing, Bradley. But it's like I got a text this morning from an old fellow that I know, the old farmer. He says, you know why we have daylight savings time? So us poor people can enjoy the benefits of jet lag like the rich. I mean, this guy's got kind of an interesting, eclectic thought process too. But from this little insignificant thing, this seemingly, but our legislature, they decide. Here, not long ago, our Utah legislature had a bill before it where individuals could go in and change what sex they were that was on their birth certificate. I mean, who ordained them God and set forth such nonsense? But they think that when they get in an office, they can do this, and they can violate the laws of nature and nature's God with impunity. And we constantly, this is how America is being run today. We are setting aside everything God has ordained. And I'm absolutely convinced, and the founders were convinced, that the hand of God, the finger of providence, however they said it, back in the late 1700s, testify of the fact that God had a hand in this. So here we are, a day before that what is considered Election Day, but in our state it's been Election Month for the last several weeks because of the stupidity of those that have perverted and basically canonized the ability to steal elections. But we're here against an Election Day. We're choosing people. We've got to choose wisely. Elections have risks and rewards. They have consequences. And what we're doing right now is we're setting aside the ordained laws of the universe by the God of nature and nature's God, whom the founding fathers knew was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who set forth lovingly principles that applied all over the world. And they were of no validity, man's laws were of no validity if they violated these eternal principles. Whether it's something stupid like a daylight savings time flip or flop, whatever, or some of these things like gender identification stuff. What God hath ordained, why and how can any man or woman set those aside with impunity? We have come a crossroads in America. We are we're coming to the point where we deny the God of nature, nature's God. Well, we have turned our back. Okay, all Americans haven't. I said earlier that there's good Americans in this country that I think, if we thought about it, would be able to take back the baseline principles. But I am absolutely appalled at how, whether they're small or great issues, whether it has to do with the God-ordained family, where he sent his children to earth to be taught, nurtured, and loved by a man and a woman, that we're going to raise them in fear of God to perform his labors. And this has nothing to do with the sect or religion, particularly in fact of saying, well, your religion's better than mine or whatever. It has to do with the baseline laws. Blackstone talked about that in this particular section I've been referring to. His laws are based upon love, mercy, justice, and the carrying out of something that will bring happiness and joy to people. We've lost that principle. And as we elect people at this time of the year, all too often, those people are glad-handers. They're lessers. They're people that never, ever think about the things of higher order. And they think that by waving their magic wand and having a more tolerant view of a sexual something, a made-up sexual status or a perversion or something that destroys the very core of society in destroying the family, they just, you know, willy-nilly go about it. And society and the nation are unraveling around us. I guess what my point would be is, you know, in little things as well as large, we need to turn back to that God who established not only this nation, but all of mankind on this delightful, wonderful, amazing earth that he created, that's self-sustaining, self-renewing. And we do our darndest to destroy everything that he has set forth and think that somehow our puny wisdom, our puny strength, our puny, you know, that's basically what we base our education system on now, is man's wisdom, if you will, quote unquote. I put quotes around wisdom. And we've done this so long now, we have become gods unto ourselves. Why aren't we worshiping Moloch or some of the other ancient gods as easily? I mean, to me, it's absolutely as blasphemous as what we have done with our secular religion that we're imposing upon our children at taxpayer expense and in violation of the First Amendment. We have established a religion. It's a secular religion that's God is the God of mankind's quote-unquote wisdom, which is ever-shifting. If you think that's stable, you look at what they've done with the so-called COVID nonsense. Not a shred of scientifically verifiable anything has gone into this from the very beginning of it. It has been it's not just a storyline, it is a script that they're working off of, and they're trying to promote it and continue it. California has now taken ad hominem attacks against an ability for someone to perform, to even support their family, by saying, no, we're going to take away your license. If you're a medical doctor and you don't agree with our view, we're going to take away your license. And by the way, at two times in the Federalist Papers, Hamilton addressed the issue of power over a man's subsistence is a power over the man. They are exercising communistic rule in every bit the case that was done by the by Stalin and the Kulaks in the 1930s. In
Ephesians 5:17, we need to understand what the will of the Lord is and do it, ladies and gentlemen. From the macro view to the micro view, big to small, we need to understand that free speech and free thought is vital. We certainly have a free speech and free thought problem in the United States, and we the people better stand up or we're going to lose our religious and our moral ability to stand for what is right, to defend what is true, to think freely as our founding fathers fought and died for it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. Whether it's the Kyrie Irving, you think the world's flat, whether that's true or not, debate, right on up to throwing these guys in prison for pointing out the Communist Chinese Party has our election data. We better get a handle on it, and we better do it fast. Dr. Scott Bradley, thank you. God save the Republic.